Light of Life Radio now presents the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration.
Welcome you to our first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle. We're here with Bishop DeMello from Karwar, India, here at our John Paul II Holy Family Center, reflecting on the first Saturday, reflecting on suffering today in the modern world. And the scripture I'd like to share with you is in St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, where he says in chapter 4, "We are only earth-worn jars that hold this treasure. To make it clear that such an overwhelming power comes from God and not from us." And this is important. Now, listen to these words, because we hear so much of the New Age movement from this power that comes from within us. No, it's God's power working. And if it's positive, and it's other power if it's not. "We are in difficulties on all sides, but never cornered. We see no answer to our problems, but never despair. We've been persecuted, but never deserted, knocked down, but never killed. Always, whenever we may be, we carry with us in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus, too, may always be seen in our body." Now, Your Excellency, you know, today families are suffering. They're suffering in an incredible way. And we know in your part of the world, an unbelievable suffering in the material area, and starvation and poverty. But in the Western culture, the suffering is a suffering sort of the soul. It's a suffocation, a spiritual suffocation. And Mother Teresa thinks it's worse suffering than the actual physical starving.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think that is why we have a roaring practice for the psychiatrists in this country.
That's right.
Because people very easily go to a psychiatrist, but not to confession,
right?
Because so much of money is being wasted at the psychiatric clinics, which could be very well made use of in giving charity to the deserving causes and have achieved more peace.
Yes.
By seeking consolation, relief from the Church, from the sacraments instituted by Christ, for this purpose only.
You know, because I think when we enter into just what you said, then we are able to move through it. When we're with the Lord, then we are in difficulties on all sides, but we're
yes,
never cornered.
Yes,
you know,
right.
This is what God's saying. You're going to have difficulties, but you're never going to be cornered. We see no answer to our problems, but if we're with the Lord, we'll never despair.
Yeah.
But if we're not with the Lord, we will despair. We will go into we do need good psychiatry for certain areas, but in most cases, it's the struggle with our will against God's will. And that's where most of that psychological struggle comes from.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if we're with the Lord, we have been persecuted, but never deserted, knocked down, but never killed. And I think this is really, if we can just, I guess, make that commitment to the Lord to ask Him to allow us to develop that relationship with His mother. Is this your... This is the first Saturday, and God has given us His mother, who wants to be our mother, and a mother will guide us through these deep troubles. And I guess consecration to Jesus through Mary is really the key to opening up God's mercy in this time, isn't it?
Yes, sure, because Our Lady, the Mother of Sorrows herself,
yes,
she's undergone untold of sufferings, especially of mind, and therefore she is the person to really show us how we can put up with sufferings. Some these sufferings mostly of our own make.
Yes.
But there's suffering which come our way to purify us and to give us opportunities of cleansing ourselves and be presentable to God.
So you mentioned there was three rings in a marriage. What are they?
Yes. It seems that three rings to make a Christian family really a happy family, and a family which would lead a very meaningful life. That is, the first is the engagement ring.
Yes.
The second is the wedding ring. The third one, very important, is suffering.
The suffering.
Yes.
And uniting that with the cross. We do that because we're going to suffer anyway. But if we offer it to our Lord through Our Lady, then that suffering becomes a source of our strength, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's the mystery, I guess, of being a Catholic. I mean, that's the mystery of the Catholic faith. I mean, we're not telling people out there that if you come to the Lord, your life is going to be a bowl of jelly. But rather, He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You will have a burden, but if we're really walking with the Lord and doing His will, that burden will be light compared to what it would be if we didn't have the Lord.
It is very much in line with what St. Paul says also. It is, I'm strong when I'm weak.
Yes.
You see, that shows how united he was with the Lord, the suffering Lord. He has said he is preaching Christ and Christ crucified.
Yes.
So we can't get away with it. And it is said that when Christ calls us, He calls us to die. And every call for a Christian means that. If you got to be a good Christian, if you want our families to be really good, exemplary families, families from where will emerge the future generation which would prefer God to the world, as it were, we got to have suffering. We got to die to self gradually, gradually. Christ said, it is said that Christ died so that we may live.
Yes.
Similarly, we got to die to ourselves so that others may live. That is why I mentioned earlier that a family should be a serving family. This motivation will not be there unless we suffer ourselves.
That's such, again, so alien to our thinking today. But here we are in the first Saturday, and we're thinking about our Blessed Mother. We're thinking about also the incredible sin of abortion and how that is bringing down a scourge upon the world. And you're seeing that even in India now, aren't you?
Yes. Unfortunately, even the government has legalized abortion in some states. The church is trying to fight it out, but, you know, it's a weak voice crying in the wilderness.
Yes.
Our own people are letting us down in the way. That's why we need this Christian spirit. The cross should be the ruling force in our life.
Yes.
Only then we can forge ahead, march ahead, showing an example to the world that taking life is not ours.
Well, thank you, Excellency. You know, I think this is important that you as a family come here to the John Paul II Holy Family Center, a place set apart to really renew the family today in the modern world. We know the family has drifted like it's never drifted before in the history of the world. But where the evil one is prevailing, the Holy Spirit is there in a much more powerful way. The Holy Father is telling us over and over again that grace will overcome sin, that grace is more powerful than sin, that goodness is more powerful than evil. And as His Excellency Bishop DeMello was telling us, that if we come to this John Paul II Holy Family Center with our families and be renewed in the Lord. Now, we have the Holy Family Fest that we run throughout the summer months. Every other week during the summer months, we have what we call our Holy Family Fests, where families come together for an entire week and work together, pray together, recreate together on these 650 acres with the horses and swimming and sports and hiking. It's really a beautiful experience. It's and the facilities are clean but not elaborate, and they work together in the morning, and sometimes it's the first time families ever work together and really experience an entire week together. And they start to understand the spiritual power that's in the world. And then you can sign up for other retreats that are available, family retreats, and other retreats for those that are really struggling and suffering.
And we really want to minister to you and help you to overcome the problems that are strangling you today and give you a formula for real triumph. And it's all in the scriptures. It's all in the teachings of the church. And Pope John Paul has given us this formula in his apostolic letters and Familiaris Consortio for the family and Christe Fides Laici for the laity and Penance Reconciliation that deal with the heart and on the soul of consecration. So please come here, won't you, and call us today and get involved with your family now. Thank you.
To review the First Saturday Formula for Peace, let us look at the intention. Making reparation for the insults, sacrileges, and indifferences committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What are these offenses? Our Lord told Sister Lucia that there are five. The blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception of His Mother, against Mary's virginity, against the divine maternity, refusing at the same time to accept Mary as the mother of all mankind. And those who try to publicly implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hate against the Immaculate Mother of God. And fifth, those who insult her directly in her statues. Now the promise that Our Lady gave Sister Lucia, and Sister Lucia told this to Pope Pius XII in a letter on December 2, 1940, she said, Our Blessed Mother promises to assist the persons who will practice this devotion in the hour of their death with all the necessary graces for their salvation. Now, the conditions for the First Saturday Communion of Reparation are, first of all, confession within a reasonable period of time, Holy Communion, meditation for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary, which we're going to do, and then saying the Rosary, and doing this for five consecutive First Saturdays. This is the key.
Now we're going to be listening to Mother Teresa of Calcutta and Pope John Paul II at the close of this program. They'll be giving their spiritual insights, and again, Our Lady of Fatima specifically asked Sister Lucia for 15-minute meditations on one or more of the mysteries of the Rosary. So let us imitate Pope John Paul and enter into this meditation as we say our rosary.
You are listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the First Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700. Or at info@afc.org.
Please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
For the intentions of our Holy Father, the Pope, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated.
Let us now meditate on the first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. We pray for the strength to offer God our trials in family and community life.
It is no longer a question of whether this blasphemer is to be put to death.
Not during the festival days.
Why? When else can he be taken more easily?
What is it, Malchus?
Man Judas would speak with the high priest.
He who follows the Galilean?
Iscariot? He has been here before.
Send him in, Malchus. Yes?
I can deliver him into your hands. I can hand him over to you.
In return for what? Money? We will not want him until the holy days are past.
I know his every move. Tomorrow, he will be here in Jerusalem to eat the Pasch.
And the price? 30 silver pieces.
I have desired to eat this Pasch with you before I suffer. But there is a passage in Scripture which remains to be fulfilled. The man who shared my bread has lifted his heel to trip me up. Amen. Amen. I say to you, one of you shall betray me.
Is it I, Lord?
Is it I?
Lord. Is it I?
Is it I, Lord?
Thou hast said it. You do quickly. My children, it's only for a short time that I am with you. You will seek me. But where I go, you cannot come.
Lord, where are you going?
Where I go, you cannot follow me now. But you shall follow me hereafter.
Why can I not follow you now?
Tonight you will all lose courage over me. For it has been written of me, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of his flock will be scattered.
I will lay down my life for you.
Will you lay down your life for me, Peter? I say to you, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me thrice.
I say to you, if you would take him now. He knows of my betrayal.
You fool!
It was no fault of mine. I said no word, gave no sign.
There is no helping it, Caiaphas.
He must be taken!
He will go next from the feast to Gethsemane. It is his custom to go to the garden and pray.
And from there?
I do not know. But you can take him in the garden tonight. After tonight, I can promise nothing.
Malchus! Call out your men!
Soul is ready to die with sorrow. Stay here and watch with me.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with St. Joseph.
Please be seated. The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. We pray for an increase in the spirit of purity to spread throughout our land once again.
Who is this man you have arrested?
He is called Jesus of Nazareth.
But what has he done?
I do not know.
They say he blasphemed.
Whatever it is has strongly offended your high priest.
This man, he is called Simon Peter. He was with this Jesus.
Woman, I know him not.
You have made a mistake.
Have you no answer? What is the accusation these men bring against you? I adjure you, by the living God, to tell us whether you are the Christ.
If I tell you, you will never believe me. And if I ask you questions, you will not answer them, nor acquit me. I will only tell you that a time is coming when you will see the Son of Man again, when he is seated in power at God's right hand.
You are then the Son of the Blessed God?
Your own lips have said it. I am.
He has blasphemed!
Brother, we have heard of. This is a great offense.
What further need have we of witnesses?
Brother, we have heard of.
Remove him! Take him to Pilate!
Didn't I see you in the garden?
No, no. You did not.
You are one of them. Even his speech betrays him. You are a Galilean, a follower of the Christ.
I don't know the man.
Jesus! 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 Jesus!
is your custom, a custom upon which Rome looks with favor, to have a prisoner released to you during this time of festival. I therefore offer you a choice. A rioter and murderer, Barabbas! Or this man, Jesus, in whom I find no guilt. Whom shall I release to you?
Free Barabbas!
Give us Barabbas!
We want Barabbas!
What shall I do with Jesus that is called the Christ?
Crucify him! Let him be crucified!
Silence! I find no cause of death in him. I chastise him, therefore, and let him go.
No!
Give him over to the scourgers. Release Barabbas.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph.
Please be seated. Let us now meditate on the third sorrowful mystery, the crowning of thorns. We pray for an increase in moral courage for all the members of our family, community, and the apostolate for the specific purpose of forgiving those that deeply hurt us. Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph.
Please kneel. The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. We pray for an increase in the virtue of constancy and patience in family and community life. Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion. Let us pray for the grace to see our faults and die to our selfishness, so that the Spirit and love of God can flow through us to our families and community. Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph.
Glorious Saint Joseph, spouse of the Immaculate Virgin, obtain for me and all the members of my family and loved ones a confident, sinless, generous, and patient heart, and perfect resignation to the divine will. Be our guide, Father, and model throughout life, that we may merit a death like yours, in the arms of Jesus and Mary. Help us, Saint Joseph, in our earthly strife, to fulfill our responsibilities, and ever to lead a pure and blameless life. Heavenly Father, please ask the Holy Spirit, who resides in the innermost recesses of my soul, to help me to call to mind all of my sins and faults. Help me to detach myself from these faults and sins, so that I can be a useful instrument in the hands of the Most Holy Family to achieve your distinctive plan for my life. Let me now pause for a few moments to think of my sins, faults, and omissions.
Prayer number 9. Oh my God,
I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to release the poor soul of one of our loved ones from purgatory. For each of us who received your Son in Holy Communion this day, and we ask these souls being released to pray continually that our families and the members and families of the apostolate do your will.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Dear brothers and sisters, I am happy to be with you this morning at the Martyr's Shrine in Chaeronea. My pastoral visit to Canada would be incomplete without meeting the sick and elderly who are so close to my heart. When I think of you, I am reminded of the words of the Lord, spoken through the prophet Isaiah. You are precious in my eyes because you are honored and I love you. Indeed, you are precious in the eyes of the Lord and in the eyes of the church. You hold a place of honor in the church, for in particular way you share in the mystery of the cross of Christ, the cross which in faith we know to be the tree of everlasting life. Suffering and sickness and death itself are part of the mystery of life. But while they remain a mystery, they need not be without meaning. In Christ and through his passion and resurrection, all creation has been redeemed, including all human experience. In fact, in his passion, Christ used suffering and death to express in the fullest way his obedient love for the Father. And now, in union with Christ, our sufferings can become an act of love for the Father, a loving act of surrender to the providence of God. People often tell me that they are offering their prayers and sacrifices for me and my intentions, and I am deeply grateful for this gesture of solidarity and devotion, and I am humbled by the goodness and generous love of those who suffer. May you never doubt that the willing acceptance of your suffering in union with Christ is of great value for the Church. If the salvation of the world was accomplished by the suffering and death of Jesus, then we know that important contributions to the mission of the Church are made by the sick and elderly, by persons confined to hospital in beds, by invalids in wheelchairs, by those who fully share in the cross of our saving Lord. As Saint Paul said of his own sufferings, in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
All of you who are suffering pain, bodily pain, any kind of pain, make use of that, because it is a gift of God. One day I was visiting a lady who was in a terrible pain of cancer. Terrible. She was holding the bed with both hands, thinking that she'll break the bed. She was in such terrible pain. So I said to her, you know, this is but a kiss of Jesus, a sign that you have come so close to Jesus on the cross that he can kiss you. And the lady joined her hands together and said, Mother Teresa, please tell Jesus to stop kissing me. She had enough kisses. Yes. This is the joy of loving. So therefore, don't miss a chance to share the joy of loving God and using for accept and offer for peace in the world. Offer for the poor of the world. Offer for the place where you are. Offer for your family. There are so many reasons and beautiful reasons that we have to offer for And this is very, very, very useful. Therefore, those who are suffering are chosen people to share the joy of loving. Yes, this is the gift of God. This is the gift of prayer. That is why we must not be afraid to suffer. Let us learn to accept and to offer. And to be able to do that, we need Jesus. We need the Eucharist. That is why I ask your parish priest to give you the joy of adoration. At least once a week, take your family, go to Jesus. Because when we look at the cross, we know how much He loved us, past tense. But when we look at the tabernacle, we know how much He loves us now. And so go to Him. Bring your children to Him. Bring your family to Him. And together, experience the joy of loving and being loved. This is something beautiful for God, that we can share everything that we have with Him.
You have been listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, either for yourself or your family or friends, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or email info@afc.org. Or you can contact LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.